I think about St. Francis of Assisi. And not that all of us are called to be a St. Francis of Assisi where we give everything away. That's not our calling. Many people's vocations, wouldn't work, because you have to take care of your families and all those things. I understand this. But with St. Francis of Assisi, he had this call to give everything away radically. To the point where he's in front of the bishop and his father is there saying, "You know what? Everything you have is mine." And so Francis says, "Okay." He takes off even his clothes and says, "I don't want any of it." And so he's standing there naked in front of the bishop, and the bishop throws something on him so he won't be kind of this awkward moment there. And so he has this kind of burlap sack type of thing that he's wearing, but it's not even his. It belonged to the bishop. And he's going out and he's walking along one day as he's proclaiming Christ to the different towns and the like. And he's actually assailed by a couple of robbers. And of course, he didn't have anything to give. And they're kind of like, "Who are you?" He says, "I am the harbinger of the great king. With great joy. Because he had only God. And that was his joy." I was at a conference a few years ago, and there was a woman named Patty Mansfield Gallagher who had lived in New Orleans. And she said, "When I brought my son to his freshman year at college in Ohio, I didn't realize that it was going to be the last time that I'd ever see my house because Katrina hit." And she never saw her house again. And in that time following that, she, of course, being displaced with her family and all that stuff, it was very much a struggle for her. And she said, "We've finally been able to sell our house for $30,000 less than it was worth and buy another house for $10,000 more than it was worth. But at least now we have a little bit of stability and a place to lay our heads." She says, "I don't worry about money anymore. I don't have any to worry about." But she learned to trust in God. You see, if we put our stability in the things of this world, we're always going to be afraid that they're going to be taken away. One of my friends told me about how he worked because he knew he just wanted to get $1 million as the something in the bank to be safety and all that stuff. And so he worked and he worked and he worked, and he says, he was in his mid-40s, he said, "I finally got my million." He said, "I thought I'd be happy. I thought I'd be secure. But now everything else I did was protecting that $1 million. He was always afraid. Finally, he was able to give it to God. I don't think he literally gave the $1 million, but he was able to surrender it into God's hands and to put his trust into God, not into the things of this world. One final story about an old man from Crete. This old man loved Crete, and all of Crete loved him. For those of you who don't know what Crete is a small island off of Greece. And all of Crete loved him, and he loved Crete. And at 99 years old, he was dying, and he called his children and said, "I'm dying, please lay me outside on the land so that I may feel the land of Crete underneath my body." And so they laid him out on the land, and there he looked up and saw the sun and the beautiful sky of Crete and the wind blowing over him, and he put his hands down into the earth, the land of Crete that he loved so much, and pulled that earth to himself, and he breathed his last. And when he opened his eyes, there he was before the pearly gates, and they were really pearly, don't you know? And there he was, and Jesus came to him and said, old man, "You have loved God. You have loved my people. Enter into my joy." And so the old man started to walk in, and Jesus says, "What's that in your hand?" "What, this? Yeah, that." "What, this? Yeah, that." He says, "This is Crete. This is everything I love." He says, "You can't take it in with you. No one can enter with dirty hands into heaven." He says, "Well, then I'm not going." Jesus sadly turned and walked through those pearly gates. The man sat down. A while later, the gates opened again and Jesus came out. One of those great images as a Bavarian Biermeister, Lederhosen and all. And he comes out and he says, and there's music in the background. He says, "Old man, we're having this party inside for you. Come and enter into my joy." And he says, "Can I bring my Crete?" He says, "No." "Then I'm not going." Jesus turns around sad, closes the door. And the man is holding on to it, but as you know, when you hold on to dirt, it slowly dries out and becomes harder and harder to hold on to. And Jesus came out one last time as a 4-year-old child. And he says to the man, "Why are you holding on to that?" He says, "This is all that I love. Everything that I've ever loved in my life." And Jesus says to him, "Old man, it just looks like a bunch of dust." The man looked down and realized he couldn't hold on to this forever. And with a tear, he opened his hands, and the Ruach, the breath of God, came and blew that dust away. And the child Jesus takes the old man's hand, and weeping, he walks through the pearly gates. And he looks up, but what does he see? The land of Crete. Everything that he loved in his life. When we cling to this world, we are left empty. When we give it away, everything we long for is given to us. There's a spiritual axiom that goes something like this: whatever is not given away is lost. May we this day cling to that which lasts.